And one of the women who stands up with the bride, not the maid of honor, but one of the other women is called...
Bridesmaid.
Mm-hmm. And people who are related to you are your...
Well, they are my relatives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And people who are not related to you?
My friends.
Mm-hmm. I guess in the South they have different words for that. Like,
do they?
They could say kith and kin, and I guess... Kith is the people who you know who aren't related to you.
Oh, and the kin.
Or they might be
good,
more distant. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
This is a duplex, right?
It's a townhouse.
A townhouse.
Mm-hmm.
Could you give me sort of word picture of the rooms here? Like what's in the rooms and sort of the names for the rooms and that's...
Well, here on the ground floor, it's basically one room.
Mm-hmm.
Which is so arranged that it seems to be three rooms, a living room, a dining area, and a kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there is a half bath.
Hmm.
Now, upstairs, there are three bedrooms and two baths. One of the baths, of course, is attached to the largest bedroom, which I think is called master bedroom. And the other one, of course, is open to all to the two other bedrooms.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What kinds of things are in this area, in the dining room and in the...
Well, I have an oak dining table, round, and I have a buffet, and in the corner I have a piece of furniture, which I don't know what to call.
I don't either. It's some sort of shelf.
Yes, sort of kind of a étagé or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And here in the living area, I have a couch, mm-hmm. and I have a love seat,
mm-hmm.
and I have several or two end kind of end tables.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, I guess it's supposed to be an entertainment center, but I have only a television.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a coffee table,
mm-hmm.
and some chairs and plants. I have a bookshelf with books and pictures.
That's pretty good.
Is that okay?
If your lamp goes out, you have to replace what?
The bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is wonderful. I like this.
If you had a fireplace, there's a shelf above the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. The mantle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the part that comes out from the fireplace on the bottom is called... It could either be something that you sit on, or
uh-huh.
it might just be the space in front
uh-huh.
of the fireplace.
What do we call that? We had a fireplace in my home on... What did I call that? I don't remember.
Would you call it the hearth?
Yes, I guess you would.
Because some people don't. Some people think that the hearth is the actual part that the wood is going to burn on.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people think that the hearth, and I've always thought that the hearth was that part.
Was
that
the part
out.
That sticks out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to say I don't know.
Well, we just don't have fireplaces
no, we don't.
Here. Or if we do, we don't use them.
We don't. That's right. That's precisely right. Uh-huh. I like the word hearth. I think it's a lovely word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The smoke goes up what?
The chimney.
Mm-hmm. And the in the chimney you have to clean out.
Yes, you do.
The black stuff is called.
Yes. Oh, the soot.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And after a fire is done burning, there's something underneath that has to be cleaned out. The white stuff is...
Oh, the ashes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see. Those things that, you know, and I never even knew what to call these things, but they hold the wood up.
The andirons.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Exactly. Do you know any other words for that?
No. No, I don't.
There's some really interesting ones up
are
down
there?
The eastern coast. Yeah,
really?
Like fire dogs and...
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hot dog. Uh-huh.
Yeah, some really cute names.
Uh-huh.